Country Club FM.
It is Almanac time. Oh, we've got a new sound that we're going to be using for Almanac.
Perfect.
That I recorded you last hour.
Yeah.
I jacked up the volume a little bit, as you can tell.
I see them do it on TV all the time, so.
They do it. But you're too close to the, you were just too close to the mic. I heard it so clear in my headphones that it drove me bonkers. Drove me batty. Nails on the chalkboard for me.
It didn't bother me.
No, of course not. You were enjoying your hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Tuesday, March 6th, the 65th day of the year. 300 days left to go. 15. Now, this is one of the earlier ones in the Almanac, 1521. You know a guy named Magellan?
I've heard of him, yeah.
Is he one of your favorite explorers?
Yeah, well, he's right. You know, he's top five. Lewis and Clark, I think, are my number one.
So, Lewis and Clark never circumnavigated the globe, although it was pretty tough through the American wilderness.
Yeah, though. What they went through, you got to give them some creds.
Ferdinand, was scurvy an issue for them?
I think so.
They probably found plenty of vitamin C on their way.
Well,
from somewhere. Carrots? Do you get carrots? Vitamin C from carrots?
That's a different vitamin, isn't it? Yeah.
1521, Ferdinand Magellan discovered Guam. Yeah, he discovered Guam, and upon his climbing out of his boat, and he climbed onto the shores of Guam, he heard this.
You're going to Guam. Guam, sir! There's nothing going on in Guam. Why Guam?
Why Guam?
Yeah,
that's the big question, Magellan. Why
still
Guam?
Being asked to this day.
1836, Mexican General Santa Anna and his army captured. This was the Alamo Day.
Yeah.
Alamo went down. Remember the Alamo? Alamo went down on this date. It was the 13-day siege and battle. He had guys like Davy Crockett and Jim Bowie.
They were both there battling to the end.
They were there battling, and they went down. There were 187 U.S. soldiers. That movie with Billy Bob Thornton, that's good.
Yeah.
That's always one of my favorite movies to see when it's on TV.
I like the John Wayne version, of course.
John Wayne is just so John Wayne, though. You know, the thing, who did he play in that movie?
Crockett.
He played Crockett. So he's not Davy Crockett, he's John Wayne.
Was it?
That's the weird thing about John Wayne, right? He's so larger than life. He's not a method actor.
Yeah,
any role he plays is John Wayne.
I think it was it Richard Widmark who was?
It should have been.
Was Sam Bowie?
1857, the Dred Scott case. A lot of 1800s today. The Dred Scott case was upheld. U.S. Supreme Court handed down its decision. The court ruled that black Americans were not full citizens. Case came about when an escaped slave filed a lawsuit to have himself declared free. 1857. 1899. When's the last time you've taken an aspirin?
I take a baby aspirin every day.
That's what they say. That's very good for your heart.
Yeah.
Is it a St. Joseph's?
No, it's a generic.
They're tasty, though, aren't they?
They're so...
Those kids' aspirins?
Well, I don't... this one I swallow. I don't chew.
Oh, the old St. Joseph's were actually quite
Saint
tasty.
St. Joseph aspirin for children.
Aspirin, very safe
orange
and
flavored.
Mild on the stomach. That's why aspirin was patented on this date by German researchers Felix Hoffmann and Hermann Dresser, 1899. Do you like your vegetables frozen or fresh?
Well, fresh, I guess some, but frozen, I have more.
Sometimes out of necessity, they have to be frozen. And you can thank Clarence Birdseye.
Oh, yeah, he was the guy.
Clarence Birdseye developed the method for the quick freezing of food, which helped in both the transportation and the selling of that food. Quick freeze, 1930. 1932, this date, he was the king of the marches. John Philip Sousa.
We all played his music in band.
And you know, he developed the sousaphone, which was a form of the tuba, where marching bands, where you could carry it. Not the concert tuba, which you sat on the floor. This one you could wrap around you, put over your shoulders. He developed that because
portable. He
was doing the marches. He needed a tuba in his marches, so he died on this date. We're remembering John Philip Sousa. 1945, George Nissen of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, received a patent for the first modern trampoline.
Huh.
You had a kid suffer a trampoline injury, right?
Yeah. Logan busted his ankle.
Now they force
still got a couple of screws in his ankle.
Oh, boy. They force you to put nets around him now.
Yeah, you
what
should.
Fun is that? It's like a cage match,
I know.
But still. It's no fun if you... You know, back in the 70s when we were kids and you were in the 60s, you weren't a kid unless you risked your life maybe once or twice a day.
For sure. Right? Climbing trees, you know.
Jumping your big wheel.
Right, exactly.
So that was in 45 in 1950.
When you make Silly Freddy round and drop it, it'll bounce higher than a rubber ball. And here's something else you can do with Silly Freddy. Flatten it, press a picture in your newspaper, lift it, stretch it this way and that.
It was a beautiful thing, Silly Putty.
It was indeed.
Somebody
loved it.
Somebody invented it. It became a toy by accident.
Right.
It went on sale for the first time in the U.S. on this date, 1950. You kind of made your own fun with this old Silly Putty.
It was in a little egg-shaped plastic
container. Yeah, a little
container.
Egg thing, and you had to put it in there or it would all dry out.
Yeah, we loved doing that. Yeah, making a copy of the Funnies pages on Sunday.
It didn't take hard. It didn't take long, and it wasn't hard to entertain ourselves
right.
back in the old days.
Right.
To occupy our time. Maybe young kids, they like it, but once they get into the video age, video game age.
Too boring. You have to use creativity, your own mind and stuff.
1973, the Minnesota Twins had a guy on the roster by the name of Larry Heisel, big burly fellow who could hit the long ball and produce RBIs.
That was a good hitter.
He became the first designated hitter in Major League Baseball history on this date, 1973, in exhibition spring training game.
Yeah. He had several good years for the Twins.
Now listen to this. As the first designated hitter, the American League, they were just salivating after they made the decision because Heisel in that game went 2-for-5, a pair of home runs, and 7 runs batted in a win over the Pirates.
Now, yeah, that's right. Do you have that or
baseball?
Do you have your pitcher?
Right. Yeah. Unless it's Jim Codd who could hit.
Yeah.
1978, Hustler magazine publisher Larry Flint, he's in the wheelchair. This is why he was in the wheelchair. He was shot by a sniper.
That's
shot
right.
and left paralyzed in Lawrenceville, Georgia, this date, 1978. 1981.
This is my last broadcast as the anchorman of the CBS Evening News. For me, it's a moment for which I long have planned, but which nevertheless comes with some sadness. For almost 2 decades, after all, we've been meeting like this in the evenings, and I'll miss that.
Those distinctive jowls of Walter Cronkite. And that's the way it is.
Here, I've... The most trusted man in America there for a long, long time.
And I've got his actual sign-off here at the very end. The last words he said as a host of the CBS Evening News.
And that's the way it is. Friday, March 6th, 1981. I'll be away on assignment, and Dan Rather will be sitting in here for the next few years. Good night.
Good night, everybody. Walter Cronkite. That was 1981 he stepped aside. 1983, would anybody watch football in the spring?
The season premiere of the United States Football League. Today, live from RFK Stadium in Washington, D.C., it's the Chicago Blitz versus the Washington Federals.
What a matchup.
What a matchup.
That sounds like, is it Mike Lampley? Is that
yes, that's a Jim Lampley.
Jim Lampley, that's it.
The sidelines for the first
so that was this day, 1983, the first ever day, week one of the USFL. First season, only lasted 2 years.
What did they have, about
I think
20 teams or something?
Maybe three, and then they wanted to go to the fall, and then that was a bad idea.
That was a bad idea.
They actually directly challenged the National Football League. If they would have stayed in the spring and early summer, maybe they would have lasted longer. That was 1983. Here was a show with Yul Brynner. Yesterday, it was one night in Bangkok. It had everything that a show could do except Yul Brynner.
Yes.
Here's a show with Yul Brynner, The King and I, and he played his 4,500th performance of The King and I this date.
He should have had it down by then.
He didn't have any hair. Yul Brynner was perfect. And then 2016 in the news 2 years ago.
We are very sad to report breaking news right now. Nancy Reagan, the former First Lady of the United States, has passed away. Very sad moment for all of us, especially those of us who covered Nancy Reagan.
She so was many. The lady in red. Just say no.
Mm-hmm.
Just say no, Nancy Reagan.
Fine first
away.
Lady.
She was 94 this date. We move on to birthdays now. Alan Greenspan, 92. He was the guy who led the Federal Reserve. He was the chairman. He would sneeze. Markets would go up or down.
Right.
Anything he would do, he put on the wrong socks, markets would go up.
And he looked like a party favor when he sneezed.
He was.
He didn't know that.
He had long... He had long nose hair, is what you're telling me?
Yes, yes.
I didn't know that. Oh. Alan Greenspan is 92. Mary Wilson of the Supremes.
I need love to ease my mind. And I need to find the high.
She's one of the founding members and the longest member of the Supremes. Stayed in there long after Diana Ross left. Mary Wilson is 74 today. Meathead.
Yeah, now I see what your idea of a free country is. You're free to say anything you want, but if anyone disagrees with you, they're either thrown into jail or called a meathead, right?
That's right, because this is America, the land that I love.
Well, I love it too, Mr. Bunker, and it's because I do like protest when I think things are wrong.
And stand beside her. And guide her.
The right to dissent is the principle upon which this country was based.
With the light from above.
Listen to me. It's in the Bill of Rights.
From the mountains.
Why do you think we broke away from England
prairies,
to begin with, huh? Because we didn't agree
oceans,
with them. We demanded freedom.
With folks.
Gee, it's right like
that was when Michael Stivic, Rob Reiner, that was his debut on All in the Family. You are a meathead, dead from the neck up.
That
meat
is too,
head.
Too good.
Rob Reiner is 71.
I give you my heart. Oh, oh, I give you my heart.
Oh, she looks so cute in that little jumpsuit with Elton John.
I won't go breaking your heart.
Kiki D. She's got the music in her, and she won't go breaking your heart. Kiki D is 71 today. You've heard of the Fosbury Flop?
I have.
Dick Fosbury, also 71 this date.
He's the guy who invented it.
He invented it. He revolutionized the high jump.
Yes, he did.
The high jump. He went backwards first. He went back first. And when I was in elementary school, I did my own thing. He had the Fosbury Flop. I had the Erickson just run into the rod and act like you're injured. That was how
That's
I.
That's a crafty play,
there's no
too.
Way I was. That thing would have had to be 2 inches above the ground for me
right.
to get over it. The high jump. I just like jumping into the big pad that they had on the other
right.
side. Very comfy.
Just remove the bar.
Very
Let
comfy.
Let us take a flying, jump onto the pad.
Stedman. I wonder if he really likes bread.
Yeah.
Like Oprah.
Yeah.
Stedman. That's Oprah's partner. They're not married.
No.
Stedman. His last name is Graham. You probably didn't know that. 67.
Hey, partner, come on. You got to relax. Don't force it. Get a blow out your O-ring. Drop a lung.
Austin Powers having some problems there, and Tom Arnold is
well,
in the stall
to kill
next to him. Well, that's what's, yes, exactly. The Irish guy. What was his name?
He
was
remember.
One of Dr. Evil's henchmen.
Henchman, yes.
But Tom Arnold, he's an Iowa guy. And, of course, he was married to Roseanne there for a while, 59. We have a country artist today.
I got love burning a hole in my heart. Oh.
54 for Skip, Don't Call Me J.R. Ewing.
Good songwriter for sure, too.
And had a handful of hits like this one, Burning a Hole in My Heart, Skip Ewing, Happy
yeah.
Birthday.
Yep.
She also sang.
When you feel like love is taken.
Watch that show Nashville.
I've seen bits and pieces.
We watched the first few episodes and then kind of lost track. But she actually sang the song. She played Raina on the show and she did the actual singing. She's now on a new show called 911.
Oh,
Connie
yeah.
Britton is 51. Shaq.
Which is nice because I've got shoes that are bigger than most hybrids and more stylish too.
Whoa! Shaquille O'Neal is 46. He's got a Buick, and he has a lot of nicknames: Superman,
yes.
Shaq Daddy, the Big Barishnikov, the Big Aristotle, the Big Shamrock, Shaq Fu, and then the one you mentioned, Shaq Diesel.
That's a lot of names.
That's just some of them.
He was dominant there for a while in the NBA.
He broke a backboard or two.
Yeah.
And one time he ripped the whole thing down.
Yeah.
Not just breaking the glass, he ripped the whole thing down. He was giant.
Powerful man, yeah.
Bubba Sparks is our rapper today.
Oh.
Bubba Sparks.
How many X's in Sparks?
Three of them.
Three.
Of course, three triple
sure.
X's.
Sure.
Bubba Sparks is 41. You've got a good list today.
Yeah, we do have a fairly extensive list. Artist Michelangelo, if you've been to the Sistine Chapel. You know of his work there on the ceiling, also the sculpture of David.
He does his best work on his back.
Yes, as he did there for years. Michelangelo, born on this day back 1475. You've no doubt seen the famous play that bears his name, Cyrano de Bergerac.
It's a big honker.
With a big beak. Born on this day 1619.
We like to call that a hood scoop.
That's good, too. Another nickname. The nose has many nicknames. Yes. Baseball Hall of Famer Lefty Grove. He was a dominant pitcher. I think he led the league in strikeouts 7. If he pitched today with these kind of numbers, nobody could afford him. Lefty Grove, 1900. Country Music Hall of Famer. He's the king of Western swing, Bob Wills.
It's him on the fiddle.
Come in, Tommy.
Deep within.
He had that high voice.
Yeah.
A song of old Santone, wherein dreams are.
He's good, and Waylon did a song about Bob Wills, and he is a Country Music Hall of Famer, 1905. 1 year later, one half of the Abbott and Costello team was born, Lou Costello.
Hey, Abbott, I'm a pretty good catcher myself.
And so they tell me.
Yeah, now I get behind the plate, and I'm going to do some fancy catching, and tomorrow's pitching on my team, right?
Yeah.
Now, tomorrow he winds up the ball, and I'm behind the plate, and a heavy hitter gets up.
Yeah.
Now, the heavy hitter gets up, and he's ready to hit the ball, and tomorrow's going to throw the ball, and I'm the catcher. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to try, tomorrow throws the ball, the guy that bunts the ball. Now, when he bunts the ball, me being a good catcher, I want to throw the guy out of first base, so I pick up the ball and throw it to home.
Now, that's the first thing you've said right.
I didn't even know what I'm talking about!
Classic.
It is classic. It's unfortunate to find out they didn't really get along.
No.
Those
are the best pairs, actually, to be
honest. Yeah, it seems like it.
That's why I got on to you about sipping.
Oh, yes, yeah.
I know that the best chemistry is when there's a little bit of irritation there. A little bit of aggravation.
Yeah.
A little bit of tension.
I do have some shaping going on.
Laverne and Shirley, you know, the odd couple. Come on.
Yeah, right on.
Felix and Oscar.
Lou Costello, 1906. He was Johnny Carson's right-hand man. He was the best announcer ever. Ed McMahon.
I don't know.
Well, I'm not going to be here. I don't know.
Are you putting me on?
No, I'm off. I'm going to be out of town tomorrow, so.
What do you mean you're going to be out of town
tomorrow? I'm going to be.
Tomorrow's Friday.
I know that, but I can take a day off once in a while. You certainly invented it.
That deserved a high-o.
High-o. That was good.
It would have been perfect.
And he also hosted Star Search in the 80s.
And he sold Alpo.
And he sold. Yeah, that's right. He was great.
But, what did he do, Publishers Clearinghouse, too, or was the other one?
I think he was involved in that. And
he would show up at your door.
And I don't
give you a big check.
I don't think he said no to a cocktail on a...
No. No.
Ed McMahon, born on this day, 1925. He was one of the original 7 astronauts. Gordy Gordo Cooper, 1927. He was the first astronaut to sleep in space. I don't know if you knew that, but it's a true fact.
Which, in zero gravity, it's hard to close your eyelids.
Yeah.
He had very strong eyelids to fight anti-gravity.
He did indeed. Gordo was born on this day, 1927. He was the mayor of Washington, D.C., not once, but twice, and served some jail time in between. Marion Barry Jr., 1936. Doug Dillard, he was a country musician, a fine banjo player. And if you ever watch the Andy Griffith Show, when the Darlings come to town, they don't speak much, but they sure can pick and play and sing. And Doug Dillard, of the Dillards, they played.
Denver Pyle did all the speaking for him, right?
Yes, he did. That's right. He did all the speaking for him. And the daughter, I'll think of it. Anyway, Doug Dillard, born on this day, 1937. And he was Pops on the Pittsburgh Pirates. We Are Family
team. We Are Family.
Before there was Pops, before there was Papa Up.
Yeah,
Baseball Hall of Famer Willie Stargell of the Pittsburgh Pirates, born on this day, 1940. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
He played on that 79 Pirates team, but he was towards the end of his career. I mean,
right.
He had been with the Pirates going all the way back to the 60s.
He played on their 71 team, mm-hmm. too. Yeah, that was in the World Series.
All right, that's it for the Almanac, March 6th, 2018. K Catch it on My Bob Country in a few hours if you missed any portions of today's almanac. Oh, the people would come from...